And you are invited to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 1-855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you can take control. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live tonight. It's Ian here.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
And so there's lots in the news here, especially about the Occupy protests going on. It was last night that I had mentioned that Occupy Oakland, which is apparently a pretty big one, had stood up to the man. They had Woo-hoo. Been threatened earlier this, I think it was on Friday, it was when they were threatened with eviction. They Right. stood their ground, and I guess the state kind of backed down for a little while. But then early this morning, Derek, I think you've got the story. What happened?
Yes, that's right. And I'm reading some things from thinkprogress.org, and they have this story that Oakland police used rubber bullets, flash grenades, and smoke bombs to evict these Occupy protesters. Just a shocking use of force for people who have been peaceful so far. I'm amazed that they would use this, but I'm really happy that the peaceful people took advantage of technology, social media. They were tweeting and posting things up on Ustream so that people around the world could see exactly what was happening to them and who the aggressors were.
Right. Now, they were occupying a public park, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it was called Frank Ogawa Plaza.
Right outside of City Hall. I've got a different story here from the San Francisco Gate at sfgate.com. It was early this morning when police swept through the encampment outside of City Hall, and there was also, I guess, a smaller camp was nearby. They arrested 85 people who were protesting there. Actually, probably a lot of them were sleeping at the time they did this, because it was about 4 in the morning.
Their sleeping is a protest if you are sleeping out in a public park in order to occupy the park, you know, in these Occupy movements, they put the authorities in a difficult position.
But can you imagine using rubber bullets on a sleeping person? Like, how could you justify that in your own mind?
Oh, I think that what my guess is, what the cops do is, let's see, they're not using force, but they're breaking the law. How else do we get them out? I mean, you've got to go in there, drag them out by their hair. We can get them in a pain compliance hold. We can use rubber bullets. We can use tear gas. I mean, I imagine they just go through the little list in their mind and say, well, you know, our bosses say rubber bullets. Those are the ones we're going to use. Let's go.
Okay.
I mean, can't imagine what else they do. We can't leave them there. It. You know, their authorities, the cops' authorities say to them, look, these civilians, we could have rat problems. I believe they do use that as an excuse
really?
With these folks. Well, look, you can't have all these people living in close proximity. Diseases will spread. Rats will appear. It'll be the next Black Plague. And these are the excuses they tell themselves. Yes, they're peaceably assembling, but there are limits on rights, and we have managed to limit the right to peaceably assemble to one little square foot area out in, East San Francisco, out by the SEALs. And, you know, that's it. That's all you get to do. Alcatraz, there's a little spot in Alcatraz where you can peaceably assemble, and other than that, you're a public nuisance, and you've got to go.
Well, several hundred, from numerous law enforcement agencies, several hundred officers began making arrests shortly before 5 a.m. this morning, removing tents, makeshift shelters at the Occupy Oakland protest. By 5:05 in the morning, the bulk of the arrests had been completed, and arrestees were led away in plastic handcuffs. Most were arrested for unlawful assembly and illegal lodging, according to the police. One of those arrested had been living at the camp with her 2-year-old daughter. The child was not present at the time of the arrest. She told the two officers, "We want what's best for you guys, that's all." At 6:15 in the morning, police arrested at least...
She probably didn't feel that way at 6:15.
Six protesters at a small... No, that was as she was being arrested.
She's a better person than I am.
One man went limp at a nearby encampment at Snow Park, but those arrests also happened quickly and without incident amid cries of protests by onlookers yelling, "Cops! Pigs! Murderers!" And who can blame them for being angry? I mean, they are the tool of violence. They are the ends of the state.
And they're the ones who have discretion also. These people could have chosen not to do this. They could have just not fired rubber bullets at innocent people. But they chose to do it. well, these individuals.
I'm glad you brought that up, because there was also news over the weekend, came out yesterday, that the New York cops in Albany defied an order to arrest hundreds of protesters.
All right.
So we can get into that in a moment here, but Mark, you wanted to highlight something.
The government has put itself into a very difficult position. It created this little Bill of Rights, we got to get this Constitution passed. In order to pass the Constitution, they popped in this Bill of Rights. Don't worry, folks. Congress shall make no law. Abridging the right of freedom of speech or the right of the people to peaceably assemble. Right? And so that's it.
The charge here was unlawful assembly.
Well, right, but the Congress shall make no law. Don't worry about it.
It's okay. Congress didn't make the law. Maybe the city council.
Yes, but
did.
The 14th Amendment applied this to all states. So they've still broken the Constitution in doing so, and it's not possible. It's not possible to run a government and have the right of the people to peaceably assemble on public property.
Yeah.
Because a government has to own, this monopoly organization that taxes people has to own places. And that means that I can go camp out peacefully in the mayor's office or in the middle of the jail. Or, all these other places. Like, they have created for themselves with this little piece of this Bill of Rights that they needed in order to get the Constitution passed, which was a larger, more intrusive government than the Articles of Confederation was previously. In order to get it passed, they created for themselves a catch-22. It won't work.
I don't know the history of it, but it sounds to me like not everyone, even at the time of the establishment of the United States, was all in on this Constitution thing.
Sure.
I think a lot of the people who heard, oh, yeah, sure, your rights will be guaranteed, thought, screw you, I don't believe you.
Plenty of them did not believe them, right?
Right. And so I think they're just showing that they were concerned about the right thing.
Yeah.
That with time, those rights and liberties have gone far away.
And people should be allowed to be in public parks, and they should be allowed to protest. And as soon as one regulation comes down on it, it's all over, because one leads to two, and two leads to four, and four leads to eight. And before you know it, you've got 1,000 little rules that apply to, that they're going to force upon you whenever you want to go and do something in the park. Derek, you can relate to this. You have recently been banned from the most central park here in Keene, New Hampshire, the little place where we do this show. They've hit you with a no trespass notice for a year simply because you were arrested in that park, not because you were convicted, not because of any real rationale. It's simply because they don't want you there, and they've told you you can't come back in there or else. Not only that, there's actually going to be a meeting tomorrow night in Keene to determine what's going to happen to that. Because actually, I call it a park, but it's not really accurate to call it a park because it's considered
it's a
common
space, right? Yeah.
Which means that everyone is supposed to be allowed on it. No matter what.
So your taxes go to pay for it. And also, this is the place where traditionally people have gone to protest. So you neither get to go to the place that you pay for, nor do you get to protest.
Right. Yeah, you don't get to do that.
My taxes go to the police, too, but I don't get to tell them when I don't want their services.
Yeah, exactly.
Like when they're dragging you off to jail for standing in the common.
That's a perfect example. That's exactly what I'm thinking of.
So we'll find out more about what they're planning on doing tomorrow night. I know that one of the proposals has been to turn the common into a park, so to make it a politically designated place known as a park, which would mean it can then have hours. It can then have a curfew.
Oh, what?
To
no.
Then, perhaps shut it down at 10 o'clock at night.
They don't actually want people in the common. I mean,
no, it seems that
not.
Way.
They really just don't. I mean, it's a decorated intent. And
well, they want
the
families.
Old people and children, right?
What
and
kind
no
of families? What kind of, the idea of the picturesque old people, the guy in the old man in a plaid shirt with the clean-cut haircut and the shaved face and his little old wife with the Easter bonnet on sitting in the park just doesn't happen. The kind of people that sit in park benches generally are not the kind of people that you want sitting in park benches. And I'm sorry that that's the case, but that's the case. People can say whatever they want about that, but, I don't know why they create these public spaces and then don't want the public in them.
The common really has to be for everybody. It goes way back to colonial America.
Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever you want. Plus, more details on the police refusing to kick people out of the park. Coming up here in a moment in Albany. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down, but every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Freeze-dry guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering freeze-dry guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy 4-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that you'll find there completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com. Those features include our webcam. You can go watch, listen, and interact because the chat room's built into the same page. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to do those things. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
Jurisdictionary is a course for people who don't have attorneys and for people who do that need to know what their attorneys are supposed to be doing. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. Costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4-CD course is so easy the average 8th grader can understand it and learn it in a weekend. They over there, they provide you with forms for civil cases, advanced lawsuit procedure and case-winning pro se tactics, the ways to go about get the rules of evidence, how you get them, motions, hearings, causes of action, all the courtroom objections that you can make, everything you need to know in order to operate inside their system. It's jurisdictionary.com. This is the course you should have had in civics class, jurisdictionary.com.
Let's go to you and your thoughts. We'll continue with more Occupy news here in a moment. But first, Chris is on the line in Kentucky. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek, Jay, and Mark.
Hey, good evening, guys. Can you hear me?
Hey, yeah, Chris, go ahead with your thoughts.
This is actually Chris calling from Police State, Connecticut, not Kentucky. Anyway,
that's a big difference, but go ahead.
Because my liberty experts. I wanted to share my thoughts on something that recently came to my attention. That is that I heard that U.S. coins, U.S. mint coins, are actually issued directly to the people somehow via the Treasury and not through the Federal Reserve.
I believe that to be true.
Mm-hmm. Where I was going with this is I know that the semi-new like U.S. $1 coins are pretty much in very low demand. Nobody wants them.
I kind of like them, but you know, nobody else does.
I do like them, too. I always buy out my teller for the 10 or 20 that they have on hand.
Yeah, so yeah, I actually saw an article about that. I don't think I put it in my prep or anything like that, but I saw an article about those $1 coins where they have, I guess, a mandate by Congress to make so many of them, and yes, nobody wants them. So they're storing them. They're just paying to store these things.
You know, that's what I think the same article that I heard. And where I was trying to go with this was, you know, this was just in my brain that maybe we had a chance at using them as a competitive currency to the Federal Reserve note. You know, if there became a demand for them, like all us liberty lovers started, you know, buying the 10 or 20.
But why would anyone want them? I mean, isn't it pot metal?
I hear you, and this is a long shot, but I'm just throwing this out.
No, I want to hear what he has to say. I mean, what do you think is going to happen if I choose to use $1 George Washington?
Much short of a bunch of us liberty lovers buying them all out. What's going with this is, you know how, like, nowadays you can go into the gas station, and as opposed to using your debit card, you can actually get cheaper gas with cash.
In some cases, it depends on your gas station, but yeah.
I hear you. I was just throwing it out there that maybe the situation could be.
What's the advantage for me? I mean, what's the end result going to be if the United States instead of a quasi government agency known as the Federal Reserve that is a conglomeration of banks issuing the currency, the U.S. Mint, which is an arm of the U.S. government, issues the currency. What's the advantage? I guess
you know, supposedly our senators and Congress regulate the Treasury as defined by the Constitution, which I would admittedly have not read up on too well. But where I was going with this simply would be that if a market did all of a sudden get created for these, a bunch of people started buying them up in these crazy times, maybe a situation could arise whereby, just like now, when you can go into certain gas stations and get cheaper gas with cash as opposed to your debit card, maybe, you know, certain places would actually start offering a higher value for those.
Well, it would presume that your scenario presumes that people would find a higher value in these coins.
Well, I think he's saying that retailers would recognize that this is a liberty-loving person. Is that what you're saying, Chris? That if you're using these coins, they'll give you a discount?
I guess if they just started getting bought up and the articles started changing, whereby, you know, all of a sudden the next Time magazine article was, hey, these U.S. mint dollars are selling like hotcakes, then all of a sudden, hey, the gas station guys are like, hey, I'll honor those at 10.
But why would they, when it's legal tender and the legal tender is worth the same as the dollar bill? So why would they prefer the coin over the dollar bill?
Yeah, I guess it would have to almost be a word of mouth thing. People start hearing about it.
I get what you're saying. Like, I understand your vision. You want to see this coin somehow overtake the dollar bill so it no longer is going through the Federal Reserve.
The currency. I was really interested in the fact that the coins are actually issued by the Treasury as opposed to the Fed. And I was
right. I get what you're saying. You're saying that this is different. It would be a different situation because the Federal Reserve, apparently, according to you, and isn't involved in issuing these things.
Right.
So you're trying to cut them out of the picture. That makes sense. And I suppose
any little bit to stick it to the man, I guess, right?
I think you're just going. I think that this is really the man that you're not really sticking it to him at all.
Yeah, gotcha.
You're using essentially $1 pieces to preempt other $1 pieces or papers. And I think the only value is that government will be slightly more efficient. You will help force government to be slightly more efficient by using these coins because they will wear out in 30 years rather than 3.
Yeah,
that's the best I can come up with, dude.
To me, Chris, I prefer the paper over the coins.
Why is that?
At least you can write on them and burn them.
I do like the coins. I feel like they got their weight. At any rate, I thought I'd submit that one to the choir.
All right, man. Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, it doesn't have any real value. Unless everybody saw it like Chris did, like, well, we could stick it to the Federal Reserve by using these coins. But then even then, if that were to happen.
You're only using them as a dollar.
What's that?
But you're only using them as a dollar.
Right.
They have a dollar printed on them, and it seems unlikely to me that a gas station attendant is going to say, oh, well, I want those more.
Yeah. It's very unlikely.
I like what he's saying. I just feel like he just missed the mark, because the mint also produces 1 ounce silver coins and 1 ounce gold coins and gold and silver
those?
In various denominations, and that would stick it to the Federal Reserve.
But even so, even if you're sticking it to the Federal Reserve, like you pointed out, you're not sticking it to the man because the government is the man.
Right.
So.
Well, you could still be sticking it to the man by keeping your own value in something that has intrinsic value.
Well, right, if you're using gold or silver.
Right. Yeah.
So, but since he brought it up, let's talk a little bit about these coins that he's proposing. Some people probably haven't even seen these things.
Yeah, they're a little golden, because they're certainly not as rich and as shiny and as beautiful as a gold coin. They're golden
Chuck E. Cheese
coins.
Tokens.
Yeah, that's exactly what they are.
What did you call them?
They're Chuck E. Cheese tokens.
Okay. Chuck E. Cheese tokens with individual presidents on them. I think they're probably up to the 10th president or so. Maybe they're up to Jackson, past Jackson at this point.
Yeah, well, there's some kind of a government program involved in this, or some kind of legislation. I think CoinWorld.com will get into it here. The Federal Reserve's surplus inventory. Well, why would the Federal Reserve have an inventory of these if they're not involved?
I don't have an answer for that. As I understand, these are made by the U.S. Mint. The U.S. Mint doesn't issue currency through the Federal Reserve. They literally don't.
Expert. I don't know.
I would think the Coin World would know what they're talking about here, right? So I'm going to go with what they have to say. CoinWorld.com, the Federal Reserve.
Maybe banks are sending them to the Federal Reserve in order to get rid of this as the form of the cash they send to the Federal Reserve?
We'll find out here. Their surplus inventory of these presidential dollar coins has ballooned to a whopping 1.252 billion coins in 3.5 years, with collectors remaining the primary consumers for the coins.
Yeah.
For the reasons why you don't want them, Derek, and me either. I don't want to carry around a bunch of coins in my pocket. 1-855-450-FREE. Your thoughts are welcome. Free Talk Live.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com. Speed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com?
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com?
Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. Set 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those. We've got our mobile site if you want quick access to our live streams as well as the podcast. Go to m.freetalklive.com, mlikemobile.freetalklive.com.
If you're unable to own a firearm due to, you know, local, municipal, or state laws or whatever reasons, an air gun might be a great substitute. And there are plenty of other reasons you might want an air gun. Training a child in firearms use, varmint control, maybe a little cheap, quiet indoor target practice during those long winter months. A friend of mine's father is, keeps up his target practice just down in the basement with an air gun and some cardboard. And it, you know, keeps him sane during the winter months. I recently got a 50 caliber air rifle that can bring down a deer from Pyramid Air. They're the world's largest online gun air gun retailer. In business since 1993 with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, their experts can help you find the best air gun for your needs right over the phone. They did it with me. These people are experts. All you have to do is tell them your criteria, and they'll handle it for you. You can get 10% off or free shipping, whichever is more, with coupon code FTL11. Please go now and view the amazing Dragon Claw, that's what I got, at airgun.freetalklive.com and peruse the site and see the amazing air guns and accessories they have there. It's airgun.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we've been talking about this situation with the dollar coins, and it was one of our callers that brought this up. He really likes them, and he wants other people to really like them.
I kind of like them myself.
And I don't think it's going to happen. The market is speaking loudly in this particular case, and the news about these dollar coins, if you've seen them, you know what we're talking about. I think they started with Sacagawea on them,
No, those are different coins.
Well, I think that's what Congress's intent was when they were like, wow, everyone's going for these Sacagawea coins and these state quarters. We really got to get on this train and keep making, you know, commemorative coins.
Well,
and
they didn't go for the Sacagawea coin, dollar coins. For whatever reason, Congress has not been able to make a dollar coin go anywhere. The Sacagawea ones, first there was the Susan B. Anthony. Well, first there was the Eisenhower one, and they actually had silver in them prior to that. Eisenhower did at some point. The Eisenhower one, then they stopped making them for a while. Then they made the Susan B. Anthonys. Ian, do you remember those? They weren't actually round. They were some
the
kind
funny
of
edges.
Polyhedron.
Yeah.
And then after that, they made the Sacagawea, which was this kind of golden color that turns kind of crap brown after a while. and then they decided, you know, and then that didn't work. That flopped. And
then they're going to do it with all presidents.
And then they decided, well, these quarters are working. Maybe we can do it with U.S. presidents. There's 45 of them. It's plenty. So they'll, I think they're trotting them out every quarter. Is that right?
We may get the details here from CoinWorld.com where the news is about these coins is that there are 1.252 billion of these coins that have become the surplus inventory of the Federal Reserve. And this has happened in 3.5 years. Only collectors, for the most part, are interested in these things. And so they're literally just sitting on them. Storage has become such a problem that a new storage facility is being built at a cost of approximately $650,000 at the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas to handle the surplus inventory.
I hope they pay for it in those coins and get rid of some of them.
Now, this gives you some idea of just how stupid and backwards from the real world the government is. When something doesn't work for business in the real world, it doesn't take you 3.5
they
years.
They don't keep building it and then build extra buildings to store it.
To store it. It's so crazy.
This is absolute, it's gold. This
right.
is, the coins aren't, by the way. The coins are made of crap metal. But the story is absolute Free Talk Live gold.
Well, I'm happy that the Federal Reserve is actually storing some of these because that means the Federal Reserve has something of intrinsic value being stored.
They could always sell these to a recycling place.
Right, exactly. I think they're made of copper. So
there's some copper in
maybe,
there.
Yeah, they've got something with intrinsic value. I think they're worth about 7 cents in melt value. So they're going
probably
somewhere.
About right.
It's better than a dollar.
Now, according to the 2011 annual report to Congress on the presidential $1 coin program submitted by the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System, quote, the Federal Reserve estimates that it could hold more than $2 billion in $1 coins by the time the program is expected to end, according to the report. Because of vault storage constraints and insurance limitations at coin terminals, the Reserve Banks have been forced to spend resources to expand storage capacity to hold the excess $1 coins with no perceptible benefit to the taxpayer. The Federal Reserve supports a U.S. Mint legislative proposal to eliminate the provision under the Native American $1 Coin Act. So they passed a whole law just to make this coin.
Does it have to do with Native Americans?
Started with Sacagawea, right?
So are these,
as I told you, it's
about the Sacagawea coins?
No, it's about the ones, all of them.
Any $1 coin.
Sacagawea was the first one, I think, and then the presidents came after that.
You know, there are probably people that would pay for these things if they were presented with them. They would take them and change and use them. And
well,
stuff
that's
like
what
that.
They tried to do. They tried
people
to,
just don't, you know, they don't want them.
Well, right. What they did with these was they put them in the post office machines.
Mm-hmm.
So they figured, well, we'll just put these in as change for all the post office machines, and then Americans will take them and use them. But they didn't. You know, they put them in these machines and nobody used them.
Well, they did use them. They just didn't. The cashiers aren't taking them and giving them back out. I guess people don't want them. I don't know. But
well, with inflation going where it's going, I don't see many people saying, you know, when you go to the bank, it's like, do you want these in 10s, 20s? No, I'll take mine in dollar coin rolls, please. Yeah, forget about it. You're going to walk out of there looking like Mr. Moneybags from the Monopoly game.
Exactly.
You know, anything in your pockets ruins the lines of your pants.
It's true.
Yeah.
1-855-450-FREE is the number here. The Federal Reserve, again, wants to eliminate the provision that a minimum 20% of all dollar coins struck be Native American dollars. So I'm sorry, they don't want to actually eliminate the program. They want to eliminate the Native American dollars from the program.
They're the ones that are really ruining it, let's be honest.
Blame the Indians.
The only one I know are the Sacagawea ones. I'm not familiar. I just don't know.
So are they saying that, okay, is it the Sacagawea the only one that's the Native American? American one? Is that
the only one I'm familiar with?
Yes, I think so, because the rest of them are presidents.
Right. So are they really making the case that these are the ones that are making the program not work? It's because they have all of these.
I can't believe it.
I can't either.
No, it can't be that the people who collect these coins are just, you know, obsessed with the presidents only. They must.
I'll tell you,
the only ones
I've tried to get to, you know, paid money to get from the bank are the president ones.
Let's go to the phones here. You can bring up what you want. Dean is on the line in Charlotte. Dean, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi guys, how are you doing tonight?
Hey Dean.
What's on your mind, Dean?
Not much. I was listening to you guys talk about the story, and I actually caught a little bit of this on the national news tonight. And the guy was reporting from the Philadelphia Federal Reserve, where they currently store these. And one of my questions is, one of the things you brought up a little bit earlier, is why is the Federal Reserve storing these, especially if the Mint is the one that is pointing these? Shouldn't the Mint be the organization that store these and not the Federal Reserve?
The closest explanation I have, and I'm not going to call this is not law or anything like that. This is just what I believe to be the case, is that banks, when they have extra money, as if there is such a thing, they send it back to the Federal Reserve and keep it there in deposits. And so the Federal Reserve is like a bank for banks.
Approximately 40% of all presidential dollars issued into circulation have been redeposited with the Federal Reserve banks by participating depository institutions, according to their 2011 report.
See, I know these things.
Gotcha. Now, I have a second question. I was thinking about this while I was on hold. It says in the article that the reason why this isn't working is not because there's no demand for it. Nobody wants to hold these coins. Well, what about, I was thinking about the mandatory, the light bulb bill that they passed a couple years ago, talking about you had to have these in your home. What's the difference between, I guess there's no mandatory for this bill in the bill to have, carry the coins, I guess.
Yeah. The government's pretty, you know, doesn't seem to mind shoving other things down people's throat. Why not these?
I think they understand that people aren't going to want to get rid of their dollars. They're not going to want to.
They're not going to have a choice.
I see what you're saying. Hey, thanks, Dean, for the call. Appreciate it, man.
Do they have a choice of taking paper quarters? They don't.
855-453. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
We also invite you to our website over at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can easily do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier with any major credit card, or you can use PayPal, for instance. It's $3 a month. That's all we ask you for, and we take that money and reinvest it into advertising, marketing, and promoting the show. That's why it's called AMP, and we will get Free Talk Live on more radio stations as a result of your $3 a month, and therefore more people will hear the ideas of freedom. They'll hear about the Free State Project. They'll hear about people that are taking action to claim liberty in their lifetime. And so you can go and join in over at amp.freetalklive.com and get some perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, and the AMP-only podcast and more. Go get the details. Get signed up over at amp.freetalklive.com. There's more information here because I think it's fascinating, just this big government program that is just the ultimate, one of the ultimate and pointless programs, this Coin Act. Actually, there have been a couple of them, according to CoinWorld. There's the Native American $1 Coin Act of 2008, which says apparently that a minimum of 20% of all dollar coins struck must be Native American dollars. For some reason, the Federal Reserve is supporting that be repealed. But that's not going to solve their problem, because their problem is they have 1.25 billion coins that they've collected in 3.5 years because nobody wants these things. They're getting turned back in like crazy. There is a significant portion of these that is just being sent back by folks, 40% of all the presidential dollars, because there's also the Presidential $1 Coin Act of 2005. We'll get to you. Get to more about that in a moment.
But so apparently, the Native American coins will have Sacagawea on the front, but they're going to change the design each year to celebrate an important contribution of Indian tribes every year on the back.
Oh, I think that's nice.
Well, it's very nice, and no one will use the coins.
Right.
I think it's fine to celebrate Native Americans, but I think this government program is completely the wrong way to go about it.
They will. They do have a direct shipping program where you can get these things in bulk shipped right to you, though.
That's what I was going to ask about. Because
and bam, you can get them yourself.
See, so if collectors really want these things, they can tell the mint that they would like them, order some. The mint can make up a few hundred if you like, and then you can buy all of them, keep them, or sell them yourself. There's no need for the banks to be forcing these on people or for the Fed to do that.
I agree.
The mint quality ones of these Sacagaweas are very attractive, though.
But the mint doesn't think like that, Derek. They don't think like a business person would. They're just following orders and, you know, coining as many of these as Congress has ordered them to coin, and they're going to continue coining them until somebody changes the law, basically.
As far as I'm concerned, this is a dumb law. If they want people to accept these things as coins, take all the $1 bills and begin to shred them, and then at some point people will have to use the coins. If they want adoption, that's the way they're going to have to do it.
Now, the Fed report indicates a recent survey found that 60% of all Native American coins issued have been redeposited with Federal Reserve banks by depository institutions.
60%.
Unlike the presidential dollars, the Native American dollars are not distributed into circulation through the Federal Reserve. Let me go through that again. The presidential dollars are distributed through the
Federal Reserve.
So those
are Federal Reserve notes, essentially.
The Native American dollars are not.
They're coming through the mint.
But directly from the mint to the public and banks through its direct ship program, which Derek was just talking about. The Fed's 2011 report indicates it is anticipated the Federal Reserve banks will incur shipping costs of more than $3 million to transport excess presidential dollars from their respective locations just to the new storage facility. So they're paying over $500,000 to build the storage facility, but then they're going to pay $3 million just to ship the things to the storage facility.
Oh, my gosh.
The new facility is expected to be able to handle storage of forecasted inventory growth through the end of the presidential $1 coin program, according to the report. However, I don't know how they can forecast this because the presidential dollar coin program doesn't have a specific termination date. According to the Presidential $1 Coin Act of 2005...
At some point, they are going to run out of presidents, right?
We should hope.
According to the Act, it says this: no coin issued may bear the image of a living former or current president or of any deceased former president during the two-year period following the date of the death of that president.
Wow.
So you have to wait 2 years after a guy dies before you can print
out. So we're not even going to start what Nixon maybe is the newest one. Reagan, has it been 2 years?
Two years since Reagan died.
But Carter's not dead, so what are they going to skip from Nixon to Carter?
Maybe.
Hope they skip.
The issuance of the presidential coins is to end when each president has been so honored, subject to the restrictions against depicting a living former current president or one who's died recently. So there's no date on the end, but it will end once they've done it for all the dead presidents.
I suppose it could, but if it was successful, believe me, they'll find other things to print on it. My question,
which it's not successful,
but they could call it successful.
My question is this. So the $1, they've switched all the other bills over to this sort of big president head thing.
Yeah.
And some of them have, stuff in them.
Those are way better.
Different colors, and they have little strips in them so that they can't be copied. Have they ever done that with $1 bills? I mean, aren't they still the regular George Washington one?
Yes.
So all the better reason. Just take the George Washington bills, start grinding those things up into confetti, and off they go.
Wait,
Mark's getting into his control freak mode. Yeah. Can you tell?
And I would get these Native American ones. They're made by the mint instead of those darn Federal Reserve clunkers.
He's whipping them out. Well,
I'm taking a look at these bills. I've got a few $1
you
bills.
Do you have any dollar coins in your pocket there, Mark? That.
No coins.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Well,
you don't give them change.
Do you remember that classic game Lemmings where the little guys on the screen would just walk like right off a cliff as long as you didn't tell them they had
Derek
to turn?
Derek is young enough to think some video games are classic.
Classic. Old. But this just reminds me of that game.
That game's probably as old as Derek is.
Classic is Monopoly. All right.
Well, the people who are working at the Mint and the Fed, I just see them as these little lemmings who are just waiting for orders up on high. Where's that magic mouse going to tell me when to stop doing this ridiculous act?
Yeah, why are we printing these things?
Why do we do it?
I mean,
the people who are working there must know that nobody uses them. They must know in their heart and in their, you know, just in their mind.
They're getting about 50% of them back.
Well, they work for the government. If they haven't lost all their direction, they will at some point.
Well, I'm just saying, not even the upper level people. I'm talking Joe Schmo, who's like pulling levers. Mm-hmm. He knows that these things are worthless and that nobody wants them.
Yeah, but he's getting a paycheck, so what does he care?
Well, I think that he could at least tell someone, like, look, guys, this isn't working out. I don't think it needs to go through the law to make it stop. I think that the people who are pulling the levers could just say, like, I've had enough of this craziness. I'm not a lemming, stop making these.
You are
ugly
a
coins.
Utopian. I mean, that is, you're an idealist. Because that is, that's kind of the same thing as people say, well, if only the people who are running the jails would just let people out, then, we'd solve the problem. I do, too. But none of those folks are courageous enough to do it on that level. And certainly the average Mint employee isn't going to want to sacrifice the chance that they might, get fired, or they've got this sweet government job. They're not going to put that in jeopardy. It doesn't matter to them whether or not the program is a success. Unlike the sales associate at a department store, like a sales associate that's getting paid hourly doesn't really care that much about whether or not the store chain survives or dies. Ultimately, though, his decisions on how to handle customers will make a difference as to whether or not he has a job 10 years in the future.
Absolutely.
If he stays at that one store. But it's hard to get those people to care about that sort of thing. But that same mentality doesn't necessarily apply to the government worker, because that government worker has got a sweet job. He doesn't want anything.
Yeah, nothing's going to shut down his store.
Right, to happen to it. And, right, nothing will shut it down, so it doesn't matter what he thinks about what he's doing.
I don't know. I think you're giving too much credit to any government job. I think a lot of the people who work for these places aren't saying, sweet, a big paycheck. They're just saying, I have to work here or my family starves. I think that's the case for most of the people.
The part I don't understand is these presidential coins are issued by the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve isn't exactly a government agency and doesn't have the same motivations that it does. Also, government agencies, the idea that they wouldn't employ force is what absolutely I find insane here. I mean, it's a relatively small amount of force, which is, let's just take the dollar bills as we get them back here, grind them up into confetti. We won't print. As a matter of fact, we just don't print any more dollars here.
All right, that's
and
how
then
they
as
do
they
it.
Get old, well, they're not doing it, though.
But that's how they would do it if they wanted to.
Right. So and then people will have to use these little bottle caps that we're calling presidential dollar coins. And then, that solves the problem. The why the government doesn't employ force, and the smallest, most legitimate kind of force I can think of, why they don't do it in this point, just goes to show what an incredibly inefficient organization it is.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. And your point was that using these coins is better for the government because they last longer.
They last 10 times as long. I'm not kidding. They really do last 10 times as long.
I say waste the government's money.
Well, that's what...
Let them run out of steam.
Waste their $5 bills if that's what you want to do.
1-855-453 is the toll-free number. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, whether it's news about the Occupy thing. We still have to talk about the Albany situation there. And you can, of course, take control of these airwaves. Bring up anything you want. Child molesting cop on the way, too. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.